Farmers in the cattle barn are hosing down their cows in the wash area. Shelley Meyer of Slinger in Washington County is grooming three of her animals for show. She says this summer's drought has been devastating enough. Then her county suffered another blow when a pipeline ruptured in the town of Jackson 2 weeks ago, spilling gasoline into residents' wells.
Water is such a critical thing to all of us, and our groundwater as a dairy farmer, we take that extremely serious, and my heart goes out to the families that are in the sense of uncertainty.
Meyer says her family regularly tests its well water, and she's grateful that so far it remains healthy. However, this year's drought is taking a huge toll on the farm.
Last week we had 2 inches of rain, and the week before we had 2 inches of rain. That was the first rain that some of our crops had gotten since the 20th of May. And in a normal cropping year, we really should have about an inch of rain about every 10 days. Some of the crops will be a failure because they didn't get water in time. Some of the corn crop that was planted a little bit later will probably now get an ear, but we need to continue to get rain.
Meyer says the drought has caused a shortage of hay, so she will have to purchase it in order to feed her cattle in winter. Besides needing water for crops, Meyer says she also has to keep her cows hydrated.
Cows need to be drinking water because milk has a lot of water in it. You want them to be able to continue to produce their milk. So when it gets really hot, if they don't have adequate cooling, a way to get cool under a fan or in a sprinkler or in the shade, the first thing the cow does is she produces less milk.
Meyer says in the absence of rain, her farm must pump water from its 270-foot deep well. Caitlin Cull and her father own a farm in Heartland in Waukesha County. She says her family pumps water from a nearby stream and then sends it flowing over smooth tiles laid underneath the fields to water them.
Water is brought down through the tiles, and then the tiles go into like a drainage pond, and then our well is in that drainage pond in the marsh, and then it gets worked back out.
Cull says the system almost ran dry because of the drought, but recent rain helped replenish the supply. Yet she says the drought destroyed the family's first corn and hay crops this summer. She has not yet calculated the financial loss. John Scott says the drought obliterated 40% of his business. He owns a farm in Racine County and says his family does not have access to an irrigation system.
Our land is not adjacent to any natural water sources. So in order to partake in irrigation or drawing from those sources, to get the permit from the DNR, you need to own the land adjacent to those. The main source of water in our town, or that could have been drawn from, is Root River, and that's so shallow at now that it wouldn't have supplied very much acreage for irrigation. So
Scott says so far his well has provided adequate amounts of water for his cattle, but not for the fields. Despite his troubles, he intends to remain at the fair for its entire run. Scott says there's not much he can do staying home. Marty Michelson, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.